Information, visit MissouriRiverOutdoorExpo.com. A park vehicle permit is required.
Survival of the fittest. And besides, it's fun.
Outdoors with John is on the air. This is the Hunting, Camping, and Fishing Show, presented by Northwest Iowa Outdoors, the region's number one outdoor entertainment multimedia outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Good morning, everybody. This show is brought to us by the City of Kingsley, Small Town Sportsman in Kingsley, Dirt Road Design and Screen Printing in Kingsley, the Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa, the Plymouth County Conservation Board, Skyline Lodge in Perrault Falls, Ontario, Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors in Milford, Iowa, Stan's Bait Shop in Milford, and Midwestern Land and Auction in Mapleton, Iowa. Well, we got 12 shows left, and we're going to give away that brand new Heritage revolver. It's the 22 long rifle, single action Rough Rider revolver. It's not as scary as an AR-15, but under the Democrats' definitions, it would still be an assault weapon because it holds 6 rounds. That's scary. So I don't know. They're pretty good revolvers. And then we're just gonna randomly draw from all the people that call in and take part in the show, tell us a good story or participate somehow in the show with us. We're gonna have a random drawing for that revolver, and then another drawing for a brick of 22 long rifle ammo, and a third one will win a custom duck call made by JR's Custom Woodworking in Bronson, Iowa. And we really don't have all that many entries, Scott. We got a few, but not as many as I thought there would be.
You know, I kind of like last week's one, the woman that wet herself when a pheasant hit her.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
That was good, yeah. Anyway, speaking of ARs, I tell you what, the Democrats are just coming. Well, they've always been unhinged when it came to the Second Amendment, but they've really kind of exposed themselves, everything that any of us, I guess, on the right would had understood for years, that they were all definitely anti-Second Amendment. What the hell's his name? That Bozo O'Rourke? Beto O'Rourke?
Oh, yeah, Beto.
Did he take that name Beto after he slaughtered those people with his car or before?
That's a good question, but his real name is Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Yeah, but he uses an alias.
Yeah, to sound a little more Hispanic, I suppose.
Oh, so he's like a fake Mexican.
Yeah, he's an Irish guy.
Yeah, but he tries to make him sound Mexican with the Beto name? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Well, so he can team up with the fake Indian for their ticket?
Sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wouldn't that be great?
Sure. Well, anyway, I don't know, it just kills me what was his comment? His quote was when they asked him about the ARs, hell yeah, we're going to take away your AR.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Well,
and he's now being called the number one leading gun salesman in the country.
He's probably going to sell more of those than Obama did while Obama was in office. But every time the left starts rattling their gums about, you know, taking this type of a firearm away and that type of a firearm, and it's like, come on, at what point do you just give up the ghost and say, you know what? We already have laws against murder, and people still do it. I mean, that's the bottom line. What the hell law is you gonna pass when the ultimate goal is to murder, and that's still against the law?
It's going to come down to thought crimes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, that's not far off, because these red flag laws that they're proposing, where you can just go and confiscate somebody's firearms just off of a red flag. It's like, well, he scared me. Well, you didn't have to actually do anything. You just say, well, he scares me. And they can come in and confiscate the firearms, and then you have to go through a lengthy process to try and get them back. And I don't know. To me, that's kind of dangerous. And then they talk about, well, they're the weapons of war. You know, they shouldn't be able to have the weapons of war. They should just be able to have, like, single-shot muskets and... Well, that was kind of a weapon of war back when George Washington was having a war. A single-shot musket was a weapon of war.
Yeah, you know, the thing of it is, once they tell us all how they're going to take guns away from criminals,
right?
You know, just shut up.
Well, yeah, yeah. I know, it's kind of weird, because I also do concealed carry classes for people to get their Iowa permit to carry. And I don't know, 6 or 7 years I've been doing those. I've never had any crack dealers or Islamic terrorists in the group. Because I always ask. You know, and they must have their own people that are doing the safety classes for them. Like the crack dealers and stuff. They, you know, I don't know, they get together once a week and have their, you know, Fat Tony give them the carry class. I don't know. Somehow they're getting their permits. Or are they?
I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of ARs, that was first became a weapon of war in the 60s during Vietnam. And the military version of it was called the M16. And people didn't really like them when they first came out. They had some issues with them. But they've since refined them, and AR-15 has become like one of the most reliable auto-loading firearms out there. Probably second to the other really scary one the politicians hate is that AK-47, the Russian design one. That one's probably more flawless as far as function, but you can't hit a damn thing with them. I mean, they're so loose, the tolerances are loose and sloppy. I mean, you can drop it in the mud, pick it up, and it'll still fire. Or you can sit in the back of your pickup and shoot it up in the air and go, la, 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 you know, that noise they make, you know, the Islamic terrorists, but and shoot up all your ammo up in the air. But you really can't hit anything with the AK. It's just not a very accurate arm, whereas the AR-15 is. But anyway, what we're looking for, it's for our trivia question, it's true or false. The Mattel Toy Company made the... made the M16 rifles that were first issued to the troops in Vietnam. And that's true or false. Did the Mattel Toy Company make M16 rifles? And the number there is 239-2101. I don't know. Those red flag laws are just, they're out of control. It's just really, you know, whatever. I don't know. It's kind of Hitler was big on red flag laws. You know, when they were destroying Germany there with the Nazi occupation and whatever, you know, they first come out and it's like, well, this group of people, we can't trust them. We can't trust the Jews. We're going to have the Jews turn in all their stuff. And, you know, it didn't work out well for the Jews, and other ethnic groups in Nazi-controlled Germany. And people are like, well, you're pretty far-fetched there, John. You think that that's going to happen here? Well, it actually can. Any of your societies that become disarmed, that's where you have these totalitarian governments take over. I mean, look at what happened in Venezuela. That was once a thriving democracy, and socialism took over there. The same thing's kind of happening in Mexico. They disarm their society, and they are having all kinds of problems there with civil issues. The drug lords have kind of taken over the place. But you got a citizenship that's disarmed. So, I mean, they really have no means to protect themselves. Anyway, around the area for fishing-wise, anyway, they're starting to catch quite a few walleyes down at Blackhawk Lake, and they're catching most of those in Town Bay and near the outlet and from the inlet bridge. The catfishing there at Blackhawk has been real good on the east shore near the outlet, by the inlet bridge, and from the shore in Town Bay. Storm Lake, the white bass, they're catching those on crankbaits and crawlers and twisters fished from the shore near the inlet. And they're catching catfish on Storm Lake after dark, and they're fishing the from shore or the rock piles near the islands. Clear Lake, walleyes are being picked up on slip bobbers with a jig and a minnow, and they're fishing the rock reefs there. And then also the lighted docks at night for walleyes there on Clear Lake. Yellow bass, they're using a small piece of crawler fished in 9 to 10 foot of water. Early morning bite has been the best for yellow bass on Clear Lake. Silver Lake in Palo Alto County, they're still picking up a lot of jumbo-sized bullheads there. Five Island Lake in Palo Alto County, the catfishing is real good, and they're catching quite a few large catfish after dark, and they're also picking up a few walleyes there in Five Island. Trumbull, the northern pike fishing has been good. They're casting spoons near the spillway and the calm areas around the lake. And that the pike bite there has been good for about 3 months now on Trumbull Lake. Lost Island Lake, they're catching quite a few 14 to 18 inch walleyes, and the yellow bass on Lost Island Lake has been real good, but they're using minnow mini jigs tipped with wigglers in the shallower water there on Lost Island Lake. West Okoboji, the bluegills have been moving into the deeper rock piles in about the 20 to 25 feet of water, and in and around the aquatic plants in the deeper water. In East Okoboji, the bluegills have started to migrate into the shallower water there. Northern pike on East Okoboji are taking spinning baits on the north end of the lake, and the yellow bass are running about 8 to 9 inches in East Okoboji, and they're finding those in 10 feet of water. Spirit Lake, the walleyes are biting on crawlers and bottom bouncers or trolling crankbaits in the basin. And they're also picking up a lot of 8.5 inch perch there. They're using yellow and white mini jigs tipped with wigglers, and they're fishing just outside the edges of the weed beds. The fishing regulations in Elm and Morse Lakes in Wright County are still relaxed, and they will be that way till December 1st. At that time, they're going to kill out the rest of the lake and restock it in the spring with more desirable fish. They want to get rid of the carp. But anyway, up until December 1st, you can use whatever means you want to there in Elm and Morse Lake, short of explosives and things like that. But we probably got a winner on that trivia, didn't we?
Yeah, Dan Murray of Correctionville, Iowa, correctly said, well, he knew the whole story, that they made the handguards because he used one in the war.
Yeah, because the first ones that he put out, they had a lot of problems with them. And it said Mattel on the handguard, but Mattel only made the handguard part of the rifle. And then, as they had problems with them, the early ones, then, you know, the troops, you know, made fun of them as being a toy gun. Because the same company that made the Barbie doll was making their firearm that they were supposed to fight the war with. So I guess my thoughts are, if Mattel was making the handrail for that gun, would that still be an assault weapon then? Because, just wondering.
Yeah, he might shoot Ken with it.
Yeah, he might have it coming.
Yeah.
I don't know what he has to be involved in some kind of illegal activities, like insider trading or something, because he's got all these cool toys, cool tour cars and everything, and yet he never works.
Huh.
Where the hell does he get his money?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something illegal is going on there with Ken. We should get that Jerry Nadler to investigate it. I mean, it'd be right up his alley. Yeah. That guy's just such an idiot. He's just unbelievable.
Yeah, just will not stop.
Nope, just won't quit. But anyway, yeah. Maybe we can get him to investigate Ken, see where he's coming up with all the dough for this stuff. It's got to be insider trading.
Yeah, I bet Ken's last name is Trump.
Oh
my God. Oh,
then the Russians. He's getting it from the damn Russians.
Yeah, that's, there you go.
That son of a bitch, Ken. He's getting all that stuff from the Russians. Well, I wonder if Barbie knows that.
Well, she's probably in on it too, I would think.
Well, she has to know.
Has to be.
She has to know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we should get Jerry Nadler and lock those people up. Keep them locked up for the rest of their lives. Oh, let's see. Oh, the Ponca State Park, all the festivities are going on this weekend. Bacon Fest here in Sioux City.
Oh, yeah. Starts 11 this morning.
I can't believe I didn't see that on national news this morning. I mean, Bacon Fest. I mean, how terrific of an idea is this?
Oh, I'll go to it every year.
Yeah, it's like one of your favorite events. I mean, you look more forward to Bacon Fest than you do Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I probably should have had some bacon in our trivia back, but all I had was some hickory smoked elk jerky.
Yeah, that's so. The thing. There is so much going on today. Bacon Fest, you got the thing up in Ponca, and then tonight is Nature Calls. That's a great event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And otherwise, you can just go camping.
Yeah.
Get away from people.
Yep. Perfect weather for it today.
Oh, yeah. It'll be good. And I noticed with the little bit cooler evenings and that, the mosquitoes have kind of been keeping back just a little bit in the evenings. You know, you get a hot evening, and I don't know, the only breeze you get is the mosquitoes buzzing around you. It kind of takes the fun out of it for me, anyway. We Yeah, it looks like we're due for the break or past due. Let's take the break.
And we'll be right back, 1360-949 KSCJ.
You know how you can find out all about Tyson Fresh Meats? Ask the people who are applying for work.
Brought me out was more opportunity and higher pay.
And now Tyson announces a new higher hourly wage, $16.60.
A great experience to work with various people, a great challenge, and we're here making good food, making a difference.
At Tyson, everybody's looking for a future.
Hopefully someday move into management.
And now with a new higher hourly wage of $16.60, it's a great place to work.
Really a big happy family here. There's lots of people willing to help out, to kind of go above and beyond.
Tyson Foods is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer. All qualified applicants will be considered without regard to race, national origin, color, religion, age, genetics, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, or veteran status. Come on, join the team. Now with a higher hourly wage. Come to the job fair, 8 to 4 Tuesdays in Dakota City.
The Baumgar store on Gordon Drive in Sioux City will be hosting a tractor show today from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Plus, both Sioux City stores will have a sale on Harvest King products all day. We're calling all owners and admirers of these antique and classic machines to the Baumgar's Tractor Show on Gordon Drive in Sioux City from 10 till 2 today. And don't forget, both Sioux City stores will have Harvest King products, including lubricants at reduced prices, all day.
It's very simple. I love Sioux City, and I love working for you. I'm Rhonda Capron, proud to be the people's choice, asking for your vote on October 8th. I'll continue putting my experience, honesty, and integrity to work for you on your city council. I'll continue working hard on existing projects, also creating a vibrant city for all. I'll continue to be accessible to you and to fight for the right things. I love Sioux City, and I'd love your vote on October 8th. Paid for by Capron for City Council.
It's the most important meal of the day, and we have the best deal on it. Two Taco John's meat and potato breakfast burritos for just $5. They're stuffed with crispy potato oles, scrambled eggs, nacho cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. You have lots of choices for breakfast, but there's only one choice for a great Mexican meat and potato breakfast burrito. Get two with your choice of bacon or sausage for just $5. It's for a limited time at participating Taco John's.
Big John. Big John.
Well, the first M16s were actually made by Colt, and then Mattel molded the handguards for them. And then Colt reintroduced that a few years ago. And as the AR-15 for a civilian version. And in response to the recent mass murders, Colt suspended that, making that rifle available for the civilian market, which I think was kind of goofy because the price they were charging for that rifle is what kind of suspended it. They weren't selling them very many of them. And with the newer ARs, I mean, they would put that same handguard or carrying rail on it, and it prevented you from putting any kind of decent optics on that rifle. And, you know, for $1,500 is about what those Colts sold for, you could go and get a really nice Rock River Arms and get a highly accurate rifle there at 100 yards. So nobody was really popping on the Colt AR anyway, so them saying that they're going to suspend it, you know, really didn't, I don't know, makes them look good with the leftists, I suppose, which, man, that's a bad, bad situation for gun companies to get into, is try to look good to the libtards. Smith & Wesson tried that. When I think it was maybe the mid-'80s, late-'80s, where Smith & Wesson decided that they weren't going to sell handguns to the civilian market, that they were just going to sell them to police. And it almost destroyed their company, and they still haven't come back. I mean, since then, they've decided that the civilian market was a viable option. But I tell you what, they just haven't been able to gain traction again. I mean, it just all but ruined their company. They still make good revolvers, but I don't know. Am I going to buy a new Smith & Wesson revolver? Yeah, probably not, based on the fact that they just bent over and took it from the left. And Colt's kind of doing the same thing, in my opinion, with them suspending their AR-15 for the civilian market. You know, so. And I guarantee that guy was going to murder people whether or not Colt sold me an AR anyway. Pretty sure of that. Anyway, well, it doesn't look like we got anybody wanting to participate in the giveaway. That's kind of weird because, I don't know, I guess I'll tell another story and then I'll get my name entered in again. Because we're going to be eligible to win too, right, Scott? I mean, that's only fair.
I, of course, we told my story about the hummingbirds. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Oh, it seems like everything in the fake news, they have to bring up everything. Any kind of a story, it has to be because of race. You know, everything's racist this, racist that. Well, here's a story I think really was racist. You know, I had one a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago, or I can't remember what it was, but we had the KOA employee that was that had approached the black couple and told them to get lost. Well, that had nothing to do with race. That had everything to do with a really crazy KOA attendant. But here's one. I think it really is. It's from Tampa, Florida. A ship's captain gets drunk and stoned and threatens to kill all passengers. Passengers say their charter boat captain went on a drunken, drug-infused tirade and threatened to shoot everyone on his boat during a nightmarish fishing trip. That would take the fun out of a fishing trip. Anyway, passengers aboard the boat told the Sarasota police that Captain Mark Bailey, 36, drank rum from the bottle, had multiple beers, got high from cocaine, and ended up in an argument with a 15-year-old passenger who reportedly tried to grab his uncle a drink from the captain's pail.
So he caught his limit.
Well, I don't know. Passengers claim Bailey fired a gun more than once while the vessel was 30 to 40 miles offshore. One passenger said, that's when it was like, okay, this is a very real situation. These are not idle threats. This is life or death now. Yeah, when the guy pulls out the gun and starts shooting, it could turn into a problem. Others claim Bailey made racist comments suggesting he wanted to kill all the, well, they used a derogatory term for the black people. They also say Bailey suggested popping bullets in each of the people aboard and dumping their bodies overboard. Bailey drove the vessel in circles while passengers called for help because they were in fear for their lives, thinking they wouldn't get home. The passenger who booked the charters stated, I tried not to panic because you could see the panic in everybody. He says he's done from the excursion with the same captain. He's done the excursion with the same captain several times before without an issue. Well, I would hope so, because, I mean, if you had an issue like that with the captain, nobody with half a brain would book the guy again. It's like, you know what? God, he threatened to kill us all, but damn, we got into the groupers really good. I mean, I could see, like, if you're musky fishing and you're getting into, you know, 50-inch muskies, you put up with a cocaine-crazed captain shooting his gun into the air. But I don't know. There's nothing in the Gulf of Florida that's, I think, worth that.
The captain wasn't Johnny Depp, was it?
No, you know. Kind of
sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Oh, Mark Bailey.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's there. Anyway, when the boat finally finally returned to the dock, police said Bailey refused a breathalyzer and field sobriety test. Yeah, I can understand that. He was charged with boating under the influence and resisting without violence. Huh. Boating under the influence and resisting without violence. Is that actually resisting then, and if you're not using?
That's a good question.
But threatening to kill all the passengers was okay.
Well, he didn't actually do it.
No, that's true. And it didn't say whether or not there was actually black passengers on board. So him saying he's going to kill all the blacks, I don't know. That guy probably needs to just go away. It would have been, wouldn't have been wrong in my book if the passengers would have just disposed of Captain Bailey in that instance.
Yeah, we'll just have to see who plays him in the movie.
Yeah, that would probably make a good movie, I suppose. And anyway, boy, there's a lot of wackos out there.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.